A. Understanding the uniqueness of QEG analysis from our neuroimaging techniques and conventional metrics. Neuroimaging methods can be thought of as either structural or functional. Structural methods include CT and MRI and present images of brain structures. Functional methods include EEG, MEG, fMRI, PET, and SPECT, each of which constructs images showing the location of differing levels of brain activity. The different functional neuroimaging methods use different biological signals as their index of function. EEG and MEG use brain electrical activity. fMRI uses blood oxygen level. PET uses positron-emitting radioisotopes bound to glucose, and SPECT uses gamma-emitting radioisotopes. Therefore, PET and SPECT are more invasive and pose more significant risks to patients and research participants. Each functional neuroimaging method can be rated with respect to how quickly it can detect changes in function, temporal resolution, and over how small an area it detects changes in function, spatial resolution. Whereas EEG and MEG methods detect changes in function most quickly, they are less able to detect the precise area where functional changes occur compared to fMRI. Structural techniques. The main structural imaging techniques are computerized axial tomography and magnetic resonance imaging. Computerized axial tomography. Computerized axial tomography, CAT or CT, provides medium resolution images of brain structure by moving an X-ray source along an arc surrounding the head. CT scans allow physicians to visualize structural abnormalities like stroke damage and tumors. Magnetic resonance imaging, MRI. Magnetic resonance imaging, MRI, constructs higher resolution images than CT scans. Since MRI scans use powerful magnetic fields and radio wave pulses to construct images of living brains, they are safer than CT scans because there is no radiation exposure. MRI scans allow a detailed examination of brain topography, including the location and volume of specific brain regions. MRI scans' superior spatial resolution can detect demyelination in disorders like multiple sclerosis that CT scans would miss. Functional techniques. Functional techniques reviewed in this section include the EEG and QEG, magnetoencephalography, MEG, functional magnetic resonance imaging, fMRI, positron emission tomography, PET, and single photon computerized emission tomography, SPECT. EEG. The EEG and QEG can be conceptualized as functional imaging techniques. A single channel EEG performs neuroimaging by displaying an image of microvolts in adjacent 1 Hz bins or adjacent bands, for example, a 2D spectrogram or a 3D spectrogram. Further, 19-channel QEG methods show images of activity as it is distributed across the brain's convexity, that is, over a 2D 1020 map, or in 3 dimensions using more advanced QEG methods, for example, LORETTA. Magnetoencephalography. Magnetoencephalography, MEG, is a non-invasive functional imaging technique that utilizes superconducting quantum interference devices, SQUIDs, to detect the weak magnetic fields generated by neuronal activity. As with EEG and QEG, spatial resolution is inferior in centimeters compared to millimeters to that of functional MRI, fMRI. MEG's millisecond temporal resolution allows it to measure rapidly shifting patterns of cortical circuit activation. Researchers may combine MEG with MRI to better delineate the cortical structures generating the magnetic fields. Functional magnetic resonance imaging, fMRI. Functional magnetic resonance imaging, fMRI, generates intense magnetic fields to detect brain regions' oxygen use during specific tasks indirectly. fMRI images represent the blood flow changes that result from electrical and chemical activity in neuronal networks. Although the fMRI is limited by significant 100 millisecond to several second delays, it can reveal network contributions to cognitive performance. The fMRI trades spatial resolution for PET's superior temporal resolution. Positron emission tomography. Positron emission tomography, PET, is a functional imaging technique that injects radioactive chemicals into the brain's circulation to measure brain activity. PET scans achieve low temporal resolution, seconds to minutes, with moderate spatial resolution. Single photon emission computerized tomography. Single photon emission computerized tomography, SPECT, is a functional imaging technique that uses gamma rays to create three-dimensional images and slice images of cerebral blood flow averaged over several minutes. SPECT achieves limited temporal, minutes, and spatial resolution, centimeters. Comparison with other neuroimaging techniques. Temporal resolution. The QEG offers superior temporal resolution compared to other neuroimaging techniques. While functional magnetic resonance imaging, fMRI, and positron emission tomography, PET, provide excellent spatial resolution, they lack the millisecond-level temporal resolution of the QEG. This high temporal resolution allows the QEG to capture rapid neural dynamics, making it particularly useful for studying cognitive processes and brain connectivity. Spatial resolution. In contrast, techniques like fMRI and PET excel in spatial resolution, providing detailed images of brain structures and their functions. fMRI measures blood oxygenation level-dependent, bold, signals, reflecting neural activity indirectly, while PET uses radioactive tracers to visualize metabolic processes. The QEG, however, has limited spatial resolution, which is a significant drawback when precise localization of brain activity is required. Cost and accessibility. The QEG is relatively cost-effective and accessible compared to fMRI and PET. The latter require expensive equipment and facilities, making them less accessible for routine clinical use. QEG systems are portable, less expensive, and easier to use, which allows for broader application in diverse settings, including outpatient clinics and remote areas. Non-invasiveness and safety. The QEG is non-invasive and poses no risk of radiation exposure, unlike PET, which involves the administration of radioactive substances. This makes the QEG suitable for repeated measurements and use in vulnerable populations such as children and pregnant women. Comparison with conventional metrics. Objective measurement. Conventional clinical metrics, such as behavioral assessments and self-report questionnaires, rely heavily on subjective data, which can be influenced by various biases. The QEG provides objective, quantifiable data on brain function, reducing the reliance on subjective reports and enhancing the accuracy of diagnoses and treatment evaluations. Early detection and prognosis. The QEG can detect subtle abnormalities in brain function that may not be evident through conventional metrics. This capability allows for earlier detection of neurological and psychiatric conditions, potentially leading to more timely and effective interventions. Moreover, QEG metrics have been shown to correlate with treatment outcomes, offering valuable prognostic information. Clinical and research applications. The QEG has been extensively used in the diagnosis and monitoring of various neurological and psychiatric disorders, including epilepsy, ADHD, and depression. Its ability to provide real-time feedback on brain activity has also facilitated the development of neurofeedback therapies, which have shown promise in treating conditions such as anxiety and PTSD. Conclusion. The QEG stands out among neuroimaging techniques and conventional clinical metrics due to its high temporal resolution, cost-effectiveness, non-invasiveness, and objective measurement capabilities. While it may lack the spatial resolution of techniques like fMRI and PET, its unique attributes make it an invaluable tool in both clinical and research settings. Future advancements in QEG technology and analysis methods are likely to further enhance its utility, paving the way for new applications and insights into brain function.